seniors are going to the dogs and cats and even some ferrets, birds, and fish. The benefits for older folks to have pets are multiple and well documented, but some seniors actually hold back from pet ownership. They can be under the misapprehension that they're just too old to have a pet anymore. Not so, says Dr. Matt Fraker of the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. In fact, a pet might be just the furry tonic some seniors need.
When you're looking at our geriatric population, our cognitively functioning geriatric population, we hear from these folks very often as they're getting older. You know, they'll lose an animal, and then they might be, the pet owner might be at an age where it is a legitimate concern that they will outlive a pet if they adopt one. And so they use that as an excuse to not have a pet. And really, there's a very solid argument out there that one of the populations that most needs this companionship are the elderly.
Why is that?
Well, you think about a lot of the situations the elderly find themselves in. And again, we're not saying if you have a grandfather who has dementia or Alzheimer's, go get him a bunch of cats. That's not what we're talking about.
Please don't.
Yes,
please don't do that.
Not a good idea. And we actually do deal with that occasionally. Older people who are cognitively with it, you know, they're very often have lost a significant other, or they are a little bit far removed from the families that take care of them, or they're watching their friends, they're losing their friends more frequently. So there's a lot of lonely pressures on the older populations that other populations don't face. And the companionship of a pet that's a really great place to have that companion, to have all those sort of unconditional emotional feedback that pets provide.
And there's also that wonderful thing where the pets help them feel needed. Because, you know, as you get older, you kind of, my kids don't need me anymore. People don't need me anymore. Well, Fluffy needs me. I got to clean Fluffy's box. I got to feed Fluffy. And it gives you that feeling of being needed.
It does. And it's not a false feeling.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. And keep in mind, you don't have to dress up and get in a car and go someplace to find this companionship. It's always in the house. You can plop down in your recliner, watch your TV, and there's your dog or your cat that's with you. We see dogs provide a positive exercise influence on the elderly, getting them out, walking them, getting folks to move around more. There is an element of providing, you know, as you provide for your estate and if you provide for all these other things that you will want to try to provide for a pet. And there's many, you have resources, family members. I do know some veterinary hospitals where people will actually give us we've done this where they write it out. They write, hey, if something happens to us, this is what we'd like done with our pet.
And mm-hmm. You got to make arrangements for your
exactly.
pet.
Exactly. I mean, you do need to make arrangements so you at least know who is making the calls on your pet should you pass away and still be in possession of a pet. But that's a small detail, and it's pretty easy to make sure that pet's going to be okay. I think a lot of these people are robbing themselves of a companionship that they really, really would help them flourish and they could use and need by telling themselves, I'm not getting another dog. He's going to outlive me or she's going to outlive me, another cat, another dog. When in fact, that's a really critical time in someone's life to have that perfect companionship that a pet provides.
And they do say that having a pet, you know, just petting an animal can lower your blood pressure. So if you've got health issues with regards to that, having a pet can help you out with that. And if you're at all worried about the costs of pets, you know, and feeding them and that sort of thing, there's all kinds of pet food assistant programs out there. You can just check in your local community. Even Meals on Wheels in some communities has Meals on Wheels for pets.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, so they can help out elderly that way. If you're feeling like, well, I'm on a limited income, I can't afford it. Well, there are resources out there these days because people, as you're saying, people realize the benefits of having pets, emotional and physical. They give us
yes.
wonderful things. But what are the best pets, Matt, do you think, for a senior person?
I don't think that the pet decision-making process necessarily changes. It's so funny how often we see people pick pets that they would be if they were a pet. You know, you see a human and you see their dog and you're like, that's a match made in heaven, you know? And whereas people who are really attracted to cats are, it's not so much a breed specific, but we all know that there are cat people and there are dog people, and
yes.
the cat people are all sort of similar. The dog people sort of break down into the breeds that they get. But it's funny. We had one of our nicest clients ever. And he was a veteran of D-Day. He was a hunter, And his dog of choice, even into this end of days, which he lived into his 90s, was a golden retriever because of the hunting, because of companionship. And he wasn't intimidated at all by the size of the dog. Golden retrievers are always sort of the go-to breed when we talk about.
They are so popular.
A breed that's not going to cause a problem, go with a golden retriever. But, you know, but it's sort of the same thing where some of the elderly say, well, I'm going to have to get a small dog. Sometimes small dogs can be a little bit more difficult to handle than a 70-pound sporting breed. So it's sort of like still go with what you know and go with your heart. Don't be forced into, well, I better get this pet because I'm getting decrepit or whatever. I think people should still pick the pets that they know and love. You had mentioned a solid concern about cost and affording animals. And this isn't a criticism. This is a fact. We see everybody of every age take pets in who can't afford them. It's frustrating and it's hard to argue. So we see college students who get dogs and cats and they don't have any ability to take care of them. We see families who may be struggling check to check and they're getting several pets. And on the one hand, it's really hard to deny any human being that companionship. It's on the other hand, you know, there's some argument, maybe you shouldn't be getting pets if you can't afford them. I think that's okay to apply that argument to families that have all sorts of responsibilities or kids in college. I think the elderly is the place where you figure it out and make it work, because that companionship could be so critical in sort of those sunset years. That could be the most important companionship you have.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker of the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. He does offer one caveat regarding pets and seniors, and that's parrots. While these birds are popular and fun pets, caring for them can be challenging. Plus, parrots are very, very long-lived. Many can live up to 50 years or more, which means they can not only outlive their senior owners, but possibly those who inherit the bird as well. A more reasonable choice is the Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Carter. This year-old tricolor hound mix is one laid-back canine who wants nothing more than to sit at your feet while you watch Netflix. Carter is also happy to keep you active and will display his impeccable leash manners while out for a walk. You can find Carter at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.